boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am so, so sorry, but I cheated on you this weekend.
We're not romantically together. Do I need to make that clear?
No, it's very clear. I know we're not, but I did, in fact, cheat on you, Taylor.
What? In what way?
Well, at least in my eyes, it's cheating. You and I have talked about really wanting to go try these new ice cream cones at Dairy Queen. They're like the confetti dipped cones. And we kept checking every week. Are they finally here? Are they here? Are they here? Are they here? Well, yesterday, I walked to Dairy Queen because it was just in the neighborhood, you know, and I saw my Dairy Queen had one. And so I got it, knowing, in fact, I was definitely cheating on you.
I think we have different definitions of cheating.
Is that not cheating?
I don't think that's cheating. I just need you to tell me where you got it. Otherwise, I don't care.
Good, because I really thought I was cheating on you. I almost texted you like a long apology letter and was like, I'm so sorry. You're my bestie. I didn't mean to do this and hurt you. But I guess I don't need to do that after all. I was going to get you flowers and everything. And
sure, go ahead. But I really just want to know where you got the cone at. I've been waiting on it for quite some time.
They're very good, by the way.
Okay, and now you can be done, because now it's just rude. So you said you felt like you cheated on me.
Yeah.
Because you went and got an ice cream cone without me.
Because we have talked about this months, okay?
I've been on the hunt, and every time we've gone, we have not been able to find this flavor. Mm-hmm. So you found it, you had it without me, and then you didn't tell me until just now. And honestly, that's where I feel like we have an issue.
Why?
Because I think you should have it, and I'm glad you had it, because then you can give me your review. But I do think, as a bestie friend, you are supposed to tell me exactly in the moment that you found it.
You do this with
other things. You do this with stupid things, like cans of whipped cream. You did that last week.
You didn't want to know about the can of whipped cream?
It was cool. I'm glad that you sent me that. I can't even remember what the flavor was.
It was birthday cake flavored, okay?
And you immediately sent it to me like, oh my gosh, look what I found. And then you're going to go and you're going to find something we have been on the hunt for and not tell me for 3 to 5 business days.
I thought about telling you. I really did. But then I was like, well, what if she cries? I just wanted to see you cry. So I just wanted to be there for you in case you cried.
No, you could have told me on Saturday when you got it. So I would have had the opportunity to go find it. Now I'm stuck here in a room with you for 4 hours and I can't go get it.
And you got
to
hear me talking about how great it was.
Do you see what you did wrong now?
I did.
Okay, lesson learned.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've talked about the hard launch. We've talked about the soft launch. And now it's all about the no launch on Instagram.
Nuh-uh.
And it sounds like I'm saying lunch. That's not what I'm saying.
Although I'm hungry.
I know. Samesies. But no, I'm talking about the no launch like a rocket. Which is apparently the new thing for couples on Instagram. And I know we've mentioned it before, but, you know, hard launch is when you post a picture of you and your new significant other. All the details out there. Soft launch is like maybe a picture of you holding hands in the car or the back of their head or a mirror selfie that their face isn't showing. No launch is that you never post your partner at all. Why are we angry?
I don't know. I just figured we were.
No.
No, I'm not posting you.
Okay. I mean, like, maybe. But I think it's more
been there,
so
done
good
that.
Thing. You have been there, done that. So how do you feel about this?
I'm not...
Angry?
Well, I mean, it depends. There are times that I was, like, totally cool with it because it kept the relationship very private to myself. You didn't have anyone at work kind of bothering you, like, hey, I saw you guys had a fancy dinner this weekend, and I don't need you talking about my personal life in the workplace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really care about that, but that's what was kind of nice, but what stunk is, like, if you had a cute photo, we never posted it.
Right.
Which stunk. However, it's a little bit different this round. I'm posting them. I'm like, you know what? We're going to try something new. We're going to post photos this time. And I like it.
So you're, like, limiting. Over the no launch.
I'm a maybe launch.
a maybe launch.
Well, we're half posting. We're not posting all of them. We're just maybe. Maybe we'll post it. Maybe we won't.
Okay.
A maybe launch. I'm calling it that.
And yep, you are the creator of that.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Taylor, I am absolutely embarrassed to show my face ever again because neighbor man embarrassed me in front of his mom.
Which, as far as I know, this had to have been the first time you met.
It was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me just paint the day for you, okay? So we went strawberry picking yesterday. So, of course, you're going to get messy. You're going to get dirty, yeah, right? You're picking strawberries. So I was already messy and dirty from that. After that, we wanted to get sushi, where I absolutely embarrassed myself at the restaurant to the point that I was so embarrassed, I didn't even want to eat anymore. Here's what happened. We got tea at the restaurant, and they come in these, like, I don't know, little cups. I have butterfingers, apparently, and I went to drink my tea, and it was full, and it fell right out of my fingers and fell on the table. Tea splattered everywhere, Taylor, all over my shirt and everything. I had tea all over me, even hit my glasses and everything. It was embarrassing. I was so embarrassed at the restaurant, I didn't even want to eat my sushi anymore.
It was the mom at the sushi restaurant? Okay, so this is just a bad start.
This is the bad start to the day.
Did we get a little stain on the shirt?
Luckily not, because I'm shocked I didn't get the wasabi on me. It's honestly what I'm shocked about. So then immediately after getting sushi, we were going to go grocery shopping and pretty much just end the day there. That's what we were going to do. Well, on the way to the grocery store was his mother's house. And he goes, oh, by the way, that's where my mom lives. And I'm like, that's cool. Cute door. I like that house. It's really cute. He goes, let's stop over there. I said, let's not.
Oh, my God. He ambushed you.
And then he gets out of the car. And he's like, I'm going in. You can stay in the car if you want to. But that makes me look bad if I stay in the car, Taylor. I can't be that girl that stays in the car. Are you kidding me? I have to get out. But I probably still have a stain on me from all of the tea that came on me. And of course, I'm wearing short shorts, the shortest shorts I have. I did not look good. And I didn't get to do the one thing I wanted to do, which is I always say you bring flowers when you meet the mother.
Oh.
And I didn't get to bring flowers, so I didn't get to win her over.
Oh, God.
It was just absolutely embarrassing.
There's a lot of issues here. I cannot believe he ambushed you like that.
I know.
That. Because here's the thing. I feel like meeting the parents is a huge deal. And there has to be an extensive conversation that happens. Please tell me about your mom and the things that she likes and the things that she doesn't like. And, oh, is she, like, really...
Don't bring up this topic.
Yeah, or, like, my mom, I feel like... love you, Mom. She's a little intimidating. I like to warn people of that. She's got the face, the resting face. Mm-hmm. Don't let it get to you. You'll be okay.
I didn't get any forewarning. I had to go in there like a soldier. And I had to win them over with as much as I can.
Which isn't a lot.
Not a lot.
Tea on my shirt. In my list of top, probably 5 to 10 least favorite things, I would include meeting the parents for the first time.
It went that bad?
I feel like there's so much pressure around it that the lead up to it is the worst feeling ever. And even when it goes great, you're like, oh my God, did I do okay? You're like questioning
everything.
Oh, you
ask a million questions after. How do you think it went? I think it went like this, but how did you think it went?
Like, I said something weird. Did you think that was weird? Was it just me? Like, it ruins your brain. And I know you're feeling a little unsure about your first meeting with neighbor man's mom because it just was a series of unfortunate events.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I feel like it happens to all of us. When I met my boyfriend's parents for the first time, I knew about it leading up to it. We had planned to go get dinner on a Friday, so I had plenty of time to ask questions about, like, okay, what are your parents like? What's your mom like? What's your dad like? And he gave me some heads up, like, his mom is soft-spoken, his dad's a little bit of a jokester, don't, like, take it personally if he teases you a little bit. And I liked knowing all of that.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh God, is he making fun of me? No. So the day comes around and I wake up for the day and I'm already sweating because I just am so scared of meeting the parents. He had told them, oh, she's kind of shy, which I'm like, what are they going to think of that? At least I guess they have a warning. So I met up with them after dinner, after work, I was meeting them at a restaurant. They had already been there, and I was going to drive to meet them. So I didn't even have my boyfriend with me for the drive over to be you're good. It's all right.
You need that pep talk.
I needed the pep talk, and I was by myself because I was coming straight from here.
Yeah.
So I get to the restaurant, and I'm like, okay, I'm here. Like, are you going to come out and get me? No, we're in a corner booth.
No! So, okay. He has to come get you.
That's what I thought. I was like, can you just come out to the parking lot and walk in with me? Nope, we're in a corner booth. And I was like, okay.
I got to look around the whole room for people I don't know?
Exactly. I was alone in this. So I walk up to the table. I meet them. Hi, I'm Taylor. Nice to meet you. And before I could even sit down, immediately my stomach was in knots. Like my stomach was not okay.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh no, I'm already sweating because I'm nervous. Now I'm sweating because my stomach hurts and I'm like freaking out. So I turn to my boyfriend and I'm like, I'm going to run to the bathroom. I'm so sorry. Like, excuse me for a moment. So I went and I dug through my bag for two nasty Tums at the bottom of my bag to try to get it together.
And then they'd have been there since 97.
Who knows? They probably were expired, but they worked. They did the trick. And I got back to the table and it was fine. But as I was in the bathroom, I'm like, okay, what are they thinking about me now?
Oh, they totally thought you went through the window. Guaranteed.
She's escaping. Yep. She's calling her mom. Why is she taking so long? Like, it was horrible. But here we are, you know, like a year and a half later.
Do they like you at least now?
I hope so. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you something you already know, right? That was the wrong music, but I'm going to tell you. That's the first thing. Number one was I'm going to tell you something you already know, which is I know that I'm annoying sometimes.
Okay.
And you know that.
Okay.
And I ask stupid questions, or I can be really annoying about something when I'm passionate about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just met Neighbor Man's mom this weekend, which I was excited about meeting her, right? There was a series of unfortunate events that led up to it, right? However, I wanted to meet her a while back ago because we've been a thing for a while. I wanted to meet her a couple months ago. And when I didn't get to meet her, I was like, why? Do you not like me? Do you not think I'm good enough? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not smart enough? Am I not good enough? You are embarrassed by me? And just a lot of things, you know, because I spiral quite often almost every day. So I did have that. Didn't really think much of it until we were leaving his mom's house. And he goes, so why haven't you let me meet your parents? Is it because I'm not good enough?
Oh my God. Uno reverse.
And I was like, oh God, I'm that annoying, aren't I? I didn't know I was that annoying. And now I get it.
Well, yeah, now you got to see it. But
I was
also,
like, wow.
You're just as bad because you're not letting him meet your family.
And go, whoa. My parents live in Texas, okay? They will not be back until July. He has to wait till July. Otherwise, if I had it my way, they would have met him on the first week.
Oh, good God. I don't even know what to say.
I totally would. You know me.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why is that?
I don't have much to say, which is a little upsetting because it's officially June.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing exciting going on out there.
You actually did a double look out there to see what's going on.
Because I'm looking for something. And there's just nothing happening.
Not somebody
out there
walking by.
No.
Not an animal.
No animals. Nobody in bikinis. No pools. No nothing. Just boringness. I don't know. I'm kind of sad. I thought like June would bring
something.
Blue skies. People biking by. I don't know. What do you do in June? Nothing's going on out there.
It was very boring.
Which means I think we need to really push to get a pool out there.
I would love to. I would love to do our show with just our feet in like a kiddie pool.
Yes.
I'm not asking to be in a pool, you know, while doing the show because, you know, we can't get it all wet. I'm just asking to put my feet in a pool, a kiddie pool one night or one day with a margarita in hand. Don't know what will happen around 4 or 5. I might not be there. But I will be I just want that one day for our show. One day.
I would like to add to the list squirt guns.
What are we going to do with that?
I don't know. When you upset me.
Nobody should allow you to have a squirt gun because you're just going to end up squirting me the whole time. And I'm not dealing with that.
It's in the name of summertime.
What do I get?
to hang out with me.
I don't get a squirt gun?
No.
I don't get a water balloon?
No. You can have floaties, arm floaties.
Oh my God, this is lame. I don't want this anymore.
You just wait. You'll change your mind.
I think it's safe to say everybody's got a nickname for their neighbors. Now, here's the thing. It could be bad.
Mm-hmm. It's usually bad.
The time it's bad. Or it could be good. And either way, we want to know, what is your neighbor's nickname and why do they have that nickname? Like, why did you come up with that for them?
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor's got a nickname this weekend and it's not for a good one.
I feel like that's normally what happens. Some, they're annoying, they do something bad, and this is what you now call them behind closed doors.
Exactly that. So, like I told you, we've been in like a construction zone area. Mm-hmm. And actually, they blocked off our driveway because we're not supposed to be using it right now. They're going to end up paving it very soon.
Yeah.
Just not right now. Both neighbors, because we kind of have a shared driveway and everything, both neighbors decided to move the construction cones.
Oh, no.
And use the driveway all weekend long. Taylor, what happened this weekend?
It rained.
Oh, it rained, baby. It rained. And what is that underneath? All of that is just dirt.
Oh, my
So all they were doing was kicking up dirt, kicking up rocks, and making an absolute mess. It was hilarious because sometimes they could hardly get themselves up the driveway.
I was going to say, you get stuck.
Yeah, so it was just like, come on. It is one weekend. Why are you being so annoying?
Like, well, yeah, and what, like, you guys are ruining this. Now it could possibly take longer because you're ruining it.
100%. Like, I'm following the rules. I'm parking up the block like we have to. Why can't you follow the rules for one weekend, you drama queens?
Mm.
So they were breaking the rules, moving the construction cones, and it was raining. And I was like, I turned to neighbor man and I'm like, why are they doing this? Like, why are you breaking the rules? Well, the one neighbor had his girlfriend, and he's like, well, it's probably because she can't get wet because she's the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Do we know them personally, or he just was assuming?
That's just what we're assuming, is they can't get wet because they're the Wicked Witches of the West. So that's what we call them now.
The Wicked Witches
of the West.
Of the West.
Because they can't get wet because they had to break the rules and move the construction cones. And let me tell you, the construction workers today, they looked so ticked off. And I wanted to apologize to them so badly. Like, I'm not the dumb one here. That's mm-hmm. my neighbors. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I think you should tell them that it was the Wicked Witches of the West and see how they look at you.
I really wish that I could read all of Jill's text message. But unfortunately, there are some words that I cannot read out loud.
Oh, boy.
But she did text us in because we're talking about, do you have neighbor nicknames for your neighbors? And I got to watch myself here, Jill. But they said, we call our neighbor the Kool-Aid Man. We're going to end it there because there's more that I can't say. But he came out of his garage in a car that accidentally slipped into gear, hood open, and about took me and my man out.
Oh, my God.
So it's like breaking through the wall. Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you said that when he did 100%.
100%. I love that.
That's a cool name. I'm like, there's got to be other nicknames that are cool, or they came because of a story like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to hear them. I bet you got a good one.
Okay. So the craziest thing that I think of was back in college. I'm going to count dorm neighbors as neighbors.
Yes,
because
you can.
You are living in close quarters.
Yeah.
So when I was at Iowa, I was in the oldest dorm on campus, which was quad. And we had shared bathrooms. Obviously, a lot of dorms do. A lot of the newer ones have like pod style, which I was always jealous of. But it would be, you know, a women's restroom with tons of bathrooms and then like a line of showers. And I don't know who it was or what number dorm they lived in, but I would call them the shower crew because I would be, you know, showering in one of the stalls.
Yeah.
And then it would become very apparent that somebody would have a gathering in a different shower stall with multiple people at the same time.
No way.
And it would, you know what?
And you were just minding your business.
Oh, yeah. I was minding my business. What was I supposed to do?
God. Well, hello.
You know what? I know where your mind's going. And don't think of that because it was just the most casual thing. It was just.
Oh, I went somewhere.
Multiple voices coming from the same shower stall of just like regular old conversations. They were just showering together.
I can't even go to the dressing room with somebody else, let alone shower with somebody
Can you
else.
Imagine being the stall over and being like, I'm not involved in this, but I feel very involved in this.
You know
right
what?
Now.
I would have probably participated in that conversation. Yeah, Stacy, he's a horrible man. And I would have just been in the
You say that, but you didn't have to deal with the shower crew.
You know how we're talking about having nicknames for our neighbors and kind of how they came about? Maybe something happened or you just...
Oh, something happened.
Or you just came up with it. We haven't talked about is what on earth is our nicknames from our neighbors? Like, what are they calling us?
I don't know.
I can only imagine.
I don't want to know either. I think my feelings would be hurt.
Oh, I know mine would be.
You'd be Karen.
I know. I have a feeling I'm a Karen.
I feel like people
and
would
I
be
think
like,
I would. It would be an honor, Taylor.
You take that as a badge of honor. I think people would probably say, does anybody live there?
For yours?
Yeah, because I'm very elusive. Like Bigfoot. I hope they call me Bigfoot. I would love that. I'm very mysterious. And if you see me, you don't know if you actually saw me.
Not because she ordered shoes and they came in a big size. No.
Yeah, the package is outside my door and suddenly it's not.
You know, it's funny. Allison wrote on our Z102.9 Facebook page, we have an old drummer guy who we can hear playing in the drums in his house from inside our house. So they call him drummer guy.
Oh, I could not imagine how annoying that would get.
Oh, 100%.
Tiffany, what about you? What nickname do you have for your neighbors?
We would call them Craig and Day Day.
And what's that for?
Well, we could never remember the wife's name. And it's from Friday After Next.
I feel like that is so common. Like, you know their name. You've heard it once. You met them when you first moved in. And then you're like, uh-oh. I don't remember what it is.
My last place I lived at, they told me their name, and I couldn't for the life of me remember them. So it was the brick house or the girl with all the kids, because I couldn't remember.
Very descriptive.
And I'm Facebook friends with one of them, and there's still times that I can't remember the wife's name for the life of me.
When you can't search the one with all the kids.
God. Or brick house. I can't do
that. Nope, you can't do that. Jenna, what nickname do you have for your neighbors?
Yes, I do. We call our neighbors the Gallaghers, like the show Shameless, because they're really crazy and do wild things.
I'm guessing they don't know about that.
No, definitely not. That's just what we call them in our house.
I'm sure that one, you would maybe be a little bit embarrassed if they knew.
My fear is, what if you accidentally said, hey?
That's what I'm saying. I run into this issue now in my building, my apartment building, because I'm with Jaden on our Facebook page who said, insert dog's names, parents. There's a lot of dogs in my building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the owner's name. So I'm like, oh my gosh, there's Charlie the Wiener Dog's parents.
What are your guys'
are you
names?
That,
I don't know.
Are you going to say that? Sorry. Hey, Charlie.
I'll say hi in the elevator to the dog. Like, hey, Charlie.
And you.
And the,
you
are.
And you adult people.
Human. Yeah, I don't know. Tiffany, what about you?
All the time growing up, we had this guy that we called Red Shirt because he flashed a neighborhood woman. And when he was flashing her, he asked her, she said, well, they were on the phone, like he called her and he said, did you like my red shirt?
Oh,
and
God.
So we called the guy Red Shirt all the time growing up.
Wow. That's an interesting name and an interesting way to get it.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
And I feel like something that always puts me in a better mood, ice cream.
Yeah. Oh my God, I wish you brought some.
I know. And you know what's funny is like all over my TikTok For You page, I am stuck with people making their own ice cream with like the ninja
creamy.
I want one
I
so
do
bad. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you said that because I have also been fed those videos and I'm like, oh, do I buy one?
I don't need another machinery in my house.
I don't either. So that's just an excuse to go get ice cream after work, I guess.
Well, we're both in the mood for ice cream, so tonight's trivia question, vanilla and chocolate are America's top two favorite ice cream flavors, but what is number three?
Wow. This might get heated, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah, right? I feel like everybody has that, like, favorite flavor.
I know my favorite. Okay, does Tom, it's not Tom and Jerry. What is their called?
Ben and Jerry.
I know my favorite Ben and Jerry one. Does that count?
Well, maybe.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'm laughing at what we're doing in the studio. Of course, we're reading the text messages that are coming in,
yes,
right? Because we're talking about ice cream for tonight's trivia question. But you and I also talked about how on our TikTok For You page, we can't stop coming across videos of people making their own like homemade ice cream with those like ninja
creamy. It's got to be new because I had never heard of it until like this last week.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Oh my God. And I was like, I really want one really badly. And then you're looking up the price and I'm like, never mind.
Well, I was like, you know, it's payday. Why don't we just see what we're in for? And it's a little more than we expected.
I thought maybe $100. You're telling me $179 if you're lucky. To like 250 something?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I don't ice cream. I mean, I like ice cream that
much.
You
can just go buy Ben and Jerry's.
That's
for
what I'm thinking.
$7 or whatever.
Right. Or I can just hit up like the McDonald's drive-thru for a dollar cone or something.
Well, yeah, we'll survive. We're fine.
Vanilla and chocolate are America's top two favorite ice cream flavors. But what is number three?
5427 said cookies and cream. That's at every ice cream shop ever because it's classic.
I go through spurts with that one every
delicious
single time. 4210 said, I hope I say this right, Neapolitan. I always feel like I say it wrong.
No, that was right.
Oh,
hot
my God.
Take. I hate that, though. I hate Neapolitan.
What is wrong with you? You get the best of, I was going to say the best of both worlds, but the best of three worlds.
I don't like it. I'd rather have them all separate.
Who hurt you as a child?
Neapolitan ice cream did, actually. That is the answer. 9033. I'm serious. It's gross.
Why? Are you the type of person who don't like your food touching?
Yes.
I knew it. That's why.
I also don't like chocolate ice cream, so. Jeez.
We're canceling the show. The show is over.
Me.
Those girls in the afternoon, we're done because she said she doesn't like chocolate ice
cream. I don't like
cream.
Chocolate ice cream, so I don't like Neapolitan because it has chocolate ice cream, and I also don't like my things mixed, and Neapolitan is mixed. It was nice knowing everybody. Anyways.
I hope you get canceled.
Cancel me over that. Sorry. More vanilla ice cream for me. You can have more chocolate.
Oh my God, you're basic.
Okay. 9033 said strawberry. I do like
strawberry. Guess, you hate strawberry.
Oh. I love strawberry.
Oh.
It's really good. One of my faves, I would say.
Do you like mint?
I don't like mint.
I knew it because you hate everything in this world.
Who likes to eat something that tastes like toothpaste? Just brush my teeth. No. Mm-mm. Would never choose it. Would I eat it if it was the last thing on earth? Yeah. But I would never choose it.
What about the vanilla ice cream with the chocolate swirls? Tell me you do not hate this world.
Oh, yeah, I could do the swirls because it's like chocolate syrup and not something about chocolate ice cream to me. It doesn't taste like chocolate.
I can't with you. I don't even know if I want to
do this
show on
Monday. It's more for you.
Thank you, but I still
You're
don't
welcome.
Know if I want to be in the same room with you. You are a disgrace to America. Vanilla and chocolate are America's top two favorite ice creams, but not for Taylor. But we want to know what is number three.
Mm-hmm. I can't be the only one.
Well, feel free to cancel her on the text line.
And you know what? That's fine. I'm living my best anti-chocolate ice cream life.
Just a vanilla life.
Well, no, I don't just eat vanilla, but I just don't like chocolate. Call me crazy. I don't care.
I just eat vanilla because I'm basic. That's what she said.
I'm very happy to live this life.
I will have chocolate ice cream tonight. So good.
Enjoy it. It's trash.
Hold on. 2 seconds before we turn on the microphone, you're telling me that everybody's agreeing with you on the
they
text
are.
Line, and they're saying chocolate ice cream is garbage, it's gross, it's disgusting.
Yep, 8469 is on my team, and 9001 also said, not a fan, chocolate ice cream is a hard pass.
Oh my God, and then I'm like, okay, does everybody hate me? Because my goal was to get you canceled and have people go with me, say chocolate ice cream is superior, and I got nobody on the text line saying that.
No, not a single person.
And then you were like, what did you say?
Well, you said everybody hates me. I said, yeah, welcome to the party. It's nice you finally arrived.
That really hurt my day. I was really hoping there would be somebody who liked chocolate ice cream texting us, but I guess not.
I'll keep my eye on it, but as of right now, I'm winning. I can't lie to you.
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you, before we give the answer to tonight's trivia question, what? There's another one, isn't there?
8557 said chocolate ice cream is farts.
Okay, I'm done doing this show. You're asking for it now. I asked for you to get canceled, and I'm getting myself canceled right now.
Really backfired on you.
Okay, before I give tonight's trivia question, because I'm just angry right now, and give the answer. You know what I love to do with chocolate ice cream?
What?
Because apparently, maybe this would help you guys like chocolate ice cream a little bit better.
7249 likes chocolate ice. No, they like it.
Oh, thank you. Who?
7249 said, I like chocolate ice cream.
Let's hang out. You and me. No, what I like to do is I do chocolate ice cream and crumble up some Oreos in it. It's so good. Now, you people who hate chocolate ice cream, give it a shot.
I will do it with vanilla ice cream.
No, you will not.
And it will be a McFlurry. Just as good.
Yeah, I love a McFlurry. All right, anyways, tonight's trivia question before I get myself more angry. Vanilla and chocolate are America's top two favorite ice cream flavors, but what is number three?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I don't even want to give the answer because I'm just angry, and this answer makes me more angry. Butter pecan is number three.
Interesting.
I bet you it's the same people that are like you who hate chocolate probably think butter pecan is better than...
I can't say I've ever had that, to be honest with you. I don't know what that tastes like.
I bet you it's disgusting.
Is it like butterscotch? I feel like it's one of those things that you're like, oh, that sounds like something my grandma orders. And then when you try it, you're like, oh, snap, it's kind of good.
It does sound like something my grandma orders.
I'm just saying, I don't want to knock it until I try it. But number three is kind of crazy.
I just was like, oh, it's probably all those people who don't like chocolate are ordering butter pecan, and that's why it's number three.
And you know what? I will go find butter pecan ice cream tonight, and I will send you a picture of every bite that I eat.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've heard it a million times at this point from my friends to people on TikTok to people on Facebook. Dating is really, really hard and annoying these days.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Whatever you want me to say, because yes, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Good. I'm glad
you're shocked I got out of there alive.
You feel this. And it's just gotten more and more difficult with dating apps, with social media. You know the drill. There's a million different reasons why dating honestly sucks right now.
I feel like I dated, you know, obviously when I was in college, I was like more serious dating. And then like now too. And it's worse now than it was in college. And I was like, wow, can you imagine 10 years really adds a difference there.
It does. And actually Tinder, of all the apps, did a study on relationships and why we're struggling and what people are really looking for, because 91% of men and 94% of women say that dating has become more difficult in recent years. So that's the cold hard facts. So to help people, Tinder put out the ladies' top three musts when on a date. And I have a feeling you're not going to think these are the top three things.
Really?
To look for on a date. But we will proceed.
I mean, number one, do you treat the waiter and the waitress staff nicely?
That is not in the top three.
Well, that would be number three.
I think that's date specific, I guess, assuming that you're at a restaurant. These are all very general, I guess. Okay. So number one is to make sure your date gets home safely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I agree. I do like that one. I think it shows that you care. It's a good way to like follow up and not be like, do I text them? Do I not? It's nice when they're like, hey, let me know that you have made it home. And then you can
say, that's also your lead in for the second date. Hey, exactly. I'm glad to hear you got home safe. I'd love to have a second date with you.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Okay, so that one's good. Number two is put your phone away during one-on-one time.
Yes.
No screens.
Yes.
I agree too, because I feel like if you are constantly checking your phone, I'm like, are you still swiping on Tinder? Mm-hmm. Who are you talking to that's more important than this moment?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good first impression. And then the last one, oh, you're going to love this. I think I was talking about myself, saying I disagree. Oops.
You forgot who I am. Okay, go on.
Number three is give sincere compliments.
Yeah.
I knew you would love this. Dang it.
You gotta compliment me up.
Okay, but I feel like there's a line, because I like that they say sincere compliments, because somebody, you can tell when somebody's just trying to like schmooze you and they're like, oh my God, I love your glasses and I love your shirt and oh, your headband looks so cute today.
It's when you're talking, like, you know, they'll ask you, okay, what do you do for a job? And you describe it like, oh, how'd you get into it? You describe it. And they're like, well, that's like really cool that you, you know, stepped out and that you would, you know, put your foot into the door to try to get into that. Like, that's really cool of you. Very brave. And it's like things like that that are really cool that I like when they do that. But I don't want you just to compliment me every single, like, I like the way you pick up a fork, or I like the way that you sip on a drink. Like, that's just weird.
I don't even want to know what kind of dates you've been on.
I have some weird ones.
It sounds like it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Every time I go to the gym, I walk in and I go, please no one talk to me. Please no one talk to me. Please no one talk to me. Please, 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 please. And the reason for that is because I know I'm a grumpy Gus in the gym. Okay. Ooh. I don't want to be there.
I'm right there with you. I have my headphones in. I'm avoiding eye contact. Yep. And even if I catch a glance at somebody, I'm like, oh my God, please no, 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 no. Don't take that as an invitation to let's have a convo.
It's not that we're like that in the normal days. I'm going in, I don't know what time you go in, but I go in 7 in the morning, right? And I'm half awake. I wake up at 7 and I'm at the gym by 7:15. So I've only been awake for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I roll out of bed.
Yeah, so I haven't even woken up or had coffee or anything. I'm dead asleep. But I was on the stair stepper today, going hard, too. I was, like, really going, probably one of my fastest, one of my longest on it, dripping in sweat. And I get done, and I always clean the machines and stuff. So I went to go get, like, the, you know, napkin and the spray to wipe it down and stuff. And a gym bro came up to me.
Did he have a tank top on?
No, thank God he didn't.
Oh. Is he really a gym bro if his bicep
is not? That's true. Came up to me and he was like, can I talk to you for a minute? And I'm like, oh my God, is he going to critique me on my, I don't know, on my form of walking upstairs? Probably. Because honestly, I'm shocked I can even walk up a stair sometime because I'm just like a mess. You know? So I was really nervous he was going to talk to me. But it's like, hey, I just wanted to talk to you. How fast does that stair climber go? Because you were going pretty fast. I noticed you were going really hard. I was like, thank you. Why, yes, I was. I was like, you know, it can go pretty slow. And he's like, okay, good. I had like hip replacement.
Oh.
Like a couple months ago. And he's like, I just want to know if I can handle it. My doctors really want me to do that. Do you think I could do it? And I was like, dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. I had ACL reconstruction surgery. It wasn't easy at first. It hurt. But give it a shot. He's like, I just don't want to look like an idiot. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, you know what? Why don't you give it like 10 seconds? Look like an idiot for 10 seconds and then get off.
And did he do it?
I don't know. But I think I'm hoping he's there again tomorrow and I can talk to him and like really, really encourage him and try to get him to do it again.
Because
he really wanted to do it. Apparently, they want him to do stair climbers or like a bike, and he doesn't want to do it. He's like really nervous. And I was like, dude, I've been there. I was so that person in the gym. I still am.
Okay.
But I just felt so cool. I look like a pro. This guy thinks I'm a pro. I'm an idiot in the gym.
Well, that's what I'm like really scratching my head about is like, not that he was even coming to you for advice, because I, you know, that's nice. He's coming to you for like medical advice.
God, were
you
wearing like lab coat?
Where did this come from? That's what I'm saying. He's like, Ken, do you think I can handle it? Like, you know?
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.